Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are back in the world, still in the world of Agarata today, but it's Agarata out of the world of Zugos and Shadim. So it'll be a little different experience, Hashem, some Agarata that we have heard of, and some Agarata that that might be new. Okay, so let us start with, first we have to finish up the discussion of Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra comes up today. Taloi Bebesa, is that what we're up to? Taloi Bebesa, if you have bread hanging in your, let's go, I think we're up 2 lines after that, but we can start with that. 6 lines up from the bottom. Taloi Bebesa, kasha l'anius, so if you hang bread in your house, it's kasha for anius. That could bring somebody to become poor. And the poskim I mentioned yesterday talk about, what about the afikomen? There's some poskim that the Chok Yaakov discusses hanging the afikomen. That might be different because it's l'shem mitzvah. Kedamri inshi, talasil, so talamazona. One hangs flour, so then one hangs his bread. Below Amran, El Arifta, Avo Bisra Vekaber Leslamba, Urchehi. It only applies by hanging bread, it's not a good simon. But meat and fish is okay because that's Urche. That's the derech to do that. Pari Bebesa, Kashalani Yusa. Pari means inferior type of bread. Somebody has this inferior type of bread in his house when he can't afford regular food. So then it's not, even though we know pas b'melach tochal, but this is less than regular pas. And therefore, Kashalani Yusa. Again, it's a simon for anius. Neshora Bebesa, if one has, Rashi explains, crumbs and pirurin shelpas, crumbs in a house which he does not clean up and he leaves out in a messy way, kashi laniusa, that is also a simon and kasha for anius. B'leili Shabbosos v'leili Revi'iyos, on Friday and Tuesday nights, sharu mazikin ilave. Mazikin rest on these crumbs. Isra de mizone nakid shmei, the malach who's mamune on mizonos, his name is Nakid, from the word Nikayon, Rashbam says. He likes it clean. That's the ones, therefore, if it's clean, then there will be Mizonos. Istra da Aniyusa, the Malach that's Mamuna on Aniyus, Naval Shemei. Naval, from the word Menuval and dirty. And that's why he rests on crumbs which are wasted. Sa'a Apuma de Chatzva, Kasha Aniyusa. A plate on the mouth of a jug, Kasha Aniyusa. If you put a plate on top of a jug, it's kashal anius. Again, the first we're unclear what that means. Madashasi maya bitsai kashal livruksi. Somebody drinks water off of a plate. Kashal livruksi, not out of a regular container. Kashal livruksi, that'll lead to vruksi, some type of eye disease. Da'achl ta'achli v'lomashi yadim afkut lasin yomen. Okay, so now we get to some issues of netilas yadayim. If somebody eats ta'achli, ta'achli, the translation is cress. He does not wash his hands after he eats it. He has to be scared for 30 days. If somebody's make his dam, blood lets. I don't know if that's a connection to the word sugar, sukkar. He has to be scared for 7 days after somebody blood lets. Interesting, the poskim, Mr. Brewer discusses, what about if somebody gets a blood test? Somebody gets a blood test for a certain illness. Does he need Netilas Yadayim? The Mishnah Berurah Sibben Dalas says yes. He's Machmir, he thinks that just like bloodletting in the Gemara here, required, there's a Ruach Ra, that Shora, when somebody lets blood, and therefore there has to be, just like we do Netilas Yadayim in the morning for Ruach Ra, so to hear. But other poskim are not as convinced. If you look at the Nishmas Avram in Sibben Dalad, he quotes this Mishnah Berurah. I'm reading it from the English one, because it's a compilation of all 6 volumes. The Shulchan Aruch only discusses the need for a patient to wash his hands when the bloodletting is being used for treatment. It is not clear, however, whether there is a need for a patient to wash his hands after he has blood drawn for diagnostic purposes only. But if you're not doing it l'shem refuah, you're doing it l'shem prophylactic to see how if something has to be done. The Leket HaKemach HaChadash concludes, since we don't know, so you have to be machmir. Rav Shlomo Zalman, though, told me that in his opinion, the patient needs to wash his hands only when the bloodletting is performed for therapeutic purposes and not as a diagnostic procedure. He assumes that any type of skula, any type of not regularly used medical procedure is something that is only in the Gemara. We don't do it today. And in the Chabah El Chidusho, as bloodletting in the times of Chazal was only performed for therapeutic purposes, the requirement to wash one's hands should be limited to such situations. Rav Oyer Bach Zatzal also felt that a blood donor need not wash his hands. For it is possible that since he is not donating blood for his own use, but rather it is assisting in the treatment of another, he's performing a mitzvah and shluchei mitzvah in an izokin. So either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman was mako by blood tests and by blood donations, that one does not need to wash their hands. Related again to this Gemara, Mesukar v'lamashiyad. Next line, the shakol maziv lamashiyad ma'afet lasiyome. If somebody cuts his hair, v'lamashiyad does not wash his hands, ma'afet lasiyome. He has to be scared for 3 days. The post can discuss what happens if you go to the barber, if you go to the haircut. You have to wash your hands after you get a haircut. Also, based on this Gemara, some might be machmer too. The shakol tufri v'lamashiyad. So that's a little more commonly known. After somebody cuts his nails, if he does not wash his hands, mafchid chad yoma, and he will be scared for a day, and he won't even know what he's anxious about, what he is scared about. So this is already quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is Simin Dalid. Nilchot Tzilas Yadayim has a whole list of actions that yesh noagin, elu dvarim tzrichim netila b'mayim. These items, the Sif Yudches, need netila. And one of them is, no telsi part of. If somebody cuts his fingernails, the Gemara Nida, I think Daf Yud Zayin tells us what you're supposed to do with the fingernails. If you burn them, you're a tzaddik. If you just bury them, you're a chassid. All different things. You're not supposed to leave out nails. We said that we said earlier when we had a Gemara related to fingernails that there is al pi Kabbalah a misara. What's with the fingernails? Why are fingernails so dangerous? This for pregnant women shouldn't be going over fingernails. What's with fingernails? So we saw the Sharm Shaitan Balacha quoted al pi Kabbalah that some say that Adam Arishon and Adam and Chava before the Chait, they were totally enveloped in the protective layer of nail. That was their protection. And after the Chait, they lost it. They lost it, and the only thing that remained were the fingernails. So there's a little kitzrug. Whenever you focus on fingernails, it symbolizes the klipa, the chitzonius. That used to be a good thing, but it reminds the evil forces of the chet ha'egel, and that's why especially by women with chava and the who's the aim kalchai, you know, we won't want a pregnant woman to come in contact with them, and that is why there's a ruach ra with them, and we wash our hands after we cut our nails. What about after biting one's nails? You know, after the shear every day, some people might have to wash their hands. Now, what about biting one's nails? So that is a discussion in the postgame. So the Biurei Adav quotes a machlokes. Again, Yesh Mi Amal Lisvok, whatever wants to do. If he quotes the Eishel Avram, he quotes the Ksos HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Noah, that Chayiv Ben Atila, Eishel Avram says, Eino Chayiv Ben Atila. Again, whatever one does is Yesh Mi Amal Lisvok. Okay, that is regarding nails. Continuing the Gemara. Yoda Ausya. If somebody has their hand, usia, the Rashi explains, on their upper lip, on the part of the lip between the lip and the nose, where the mustache goes. If you have your hand there, dargalapachta, that is two different ways to understand this. Either that's the derech that will lead to pachat, to some type of anxiety, or others say that's a simon of anxiety. Darga, meaning if you have your hand like this, you're obviously worrying about something. Or yada apusya, if you have your hand on your forehead, the darga lashinsa, that either is going to lead you to be tired, or it's a simin that you are tired. That's what it says on the side, on the aruch. Derech b'nei adam kishayishan yado apadachta. You go like this, and you put your hand on your forehead, that's a simin, or will lead to tiredness. Tana, period. Tana, so now we have a few gemaras about ruach ra. Tana we had, and we have another one. Ochlu nemashke tachas amita. If somebody has food or drink under a bed, afilu mechupin mechli barzel, even if it is covered in a metal container, it's in a trunk, ruach ra shora aleim. There's a ruach ra on the bed. Why is this? So I saw b'shem the Taras Chaim on Mesech HaShavuos that the sleeping, as the Gemara says, is 1/60th of death. Shana is 1/60th of Misa. So under the bed is similar to something that's under an ohel hames. That is why there was a little ruach ra, that shora, under a bed, because of this ohel, connection to an ohel hames, and therefore there is a ruach ra. Again, this is something, again, that is quoted by some, ruach ra under the bed. So there is a major discussion, where does the ruach ra come from? Let's talk about two or three points. Where does it come from? So the Ran says it's just a ruach ra that comes from under the bed. Do you need to sleep in the bed in order to create the ruach ra? According to the Svara, it would only be sleeping. So that is also a discussion. Because if you look in the Rambam, where the Rambam quotes this halacha. So how is the Rambam going to quote this halacha? So the Rambam quotes the halacha in Hilchas Rotseach Ushmiris HaNefesh, at the end, where he talks all about the Dvar Mishub Sakana. He quotes, V'lo yitein tafshel tachas hamita. Don't put the tafshel under the bed. Afal pishahu osek bisu'uda. Even though he's busy with his meal, he shouldn't put it under the bed. Why? Shema yipo bo davar hamazik. v'hu eino roehu. Maybe something's going to crawl in there, and some davar hamazik is going to get in there, you're not going to realize. In other words, nothing to do with ruach ra, says the Rambam. What are you talking about? It's some insect might crawl in there, some snake might go in there and put its poison in there. So according to the Rambam, though, there's a kula and a chumra. It's nothing to do with ruach ra, but nothing to do with sleeping either. And the Ravid says, Gam b'zebi Yerushalmi, but it's mishum ruach ra. What's the Rambam talking about? So it's a machlokes between the Ran and the Avodah Zarah, Rov Rishonim, and the Rambam. Is this mishum ruach ra, or is this mishum, you're worried that something's going to get in there? That's davar hamazik. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and we're machmir. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Tezayin in Yaredeya quotes. V'lo yitein tavshil v'lo mashkin tachas hamita mevnei sheruach ra shora aleihem. Again, there are a lot of things in the Gemara that have ruach ra. So we have to know what's in the Shulchan Aruch and what's not. So cutting one's fingernails, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. Washing your hands after when you wake up in the morning three times, that's in the Shulchan Aruch. So here, too, this is also in the Shulchan Aruch. Not putting food under a bed, mevnei sheruach ra shora aleihem. He quotes not the reason of the Rambam, but he quotes the reason of the Ran and other Rishonim. The Pesachei Shuvi here quotes the Shavuos Yaakov. Is the food ne'asar b'di'eved if you did it? Let's say you did it. You put it under your bed. You have food under the bed for some reason. A lot of times, if somebody goes away to in a camp, they keep the food under the bed. So is the food ne'asar? So the Shavuos Yaakov assumes no. Shavuos Yaakov assumes no because find many times in the Gemara says that an Am Ha'aretz and a Talmud Chacham shouldn't sit together. We're worried that the Am Ha'aretz is going to give Talmud Chacham dvarim she'enim misukanim. But we're never worried about food under a bed. The Am Ha'aretz might do that. And that's a sakana. That's not kosher. And so chabir sakata miyisura. But you never find that the Gemara is worried about that. So that's why he assumes it's not necessary with the Eved. Though they quote b'shem the Vilna Gaon that the Gra held it is asur with the Eved, and they quote the Gra is machmir for himself even though he wasn't machmir for others. But again, that it goes with the chumrah shir that we discussed. But the Gemara was very makpid about this halacha. So we might say this doesn't come up. So let's move on. But there are two cases we spoke a couple years ago on a Friday night about these two cases where it might come up. Very lamaisa. What about putting food under a stroller? You have a child in a stroller. Let's say the child's sleeping even. What about putting food under a stroller? Is that considered putting food under a bed? Under that, there's ruach rush over there. So Rav Sternbach has this discussion in Chelek Aleph Siman Tes in Shuvos Vahanagos. He says, "Benidon dizel l'chora yistadim rabim l'hakel." He says, "Yesh a lot of reasons to be makel. Number one, maybe the ruach rush is only shorah when the food is on the ground mamish. Number one. Number two, maybe the only answered a mitah hamiyuchedes l'sheina." A place which is normally used for sleeping. So a stroller is used for sleeping, but it's used for a lot of other things too. Sitting, eating, etc. Number three, Yesh Omrim. Maybe it's only Shora in a makom that's Miuchad for Shenas Laila. Shenas Laila. And therefore, there's no Shenas Laila in the stroller. Usually, unless somebody might have the case where my child, he only sleeps in the stroller. That's where he sleeps. Generally, they sleep in a crib. They sleep in some other type of thing that's used at home. So that is why maybe he is, the case does not apply here, and therefore he is Mekel. Even though at the end, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, who is very machmer, that he says, V'kivet esharsho sasim, v'en yadu alanu. Maybe he should be Mekel if the child is mom is sleeping in the stroller already. If he's sleeping in the stroller, then don't put the food. But again, the minhag olam is to be Mekel. You put the food in the stroller, you wake up, sometimes the stroller is up, it's not back. So again, the minhag olam is to be Mekel, though he says, Bal nefesh yachmer alatzmo. The previous tshuva talks about another case. What about airplanes? What about putting food under your seat on the air? You put your food underneath. Okay, I'm not going to do it because you can't get it from the front. But the guy in back of you is going to stuff something in front. Is it better to put it in the overhead compartment? Or is it better to put it underneath? Because you're going to put food, you're going to put snacks underneath. So is that included? So again, he talks about this. V'neshalti ba'avirun, eminiyach ochel tachas ha-kisei. And again, he says, sizati lo-hakel. Because it's only a din of tachas ha-mita, not tachas ha-kisei. Again, he says, my chavrus asked me, what about first class, where the seats turn into beds? Right, so then there's more of an issue, putting it underneath. But I don't think they stuff things underneath the beds in first class. I think I've never been there, but they must have separate places to put their snacks and foods, not going under their bed. Yeah. In the Chinami, we might say Ruach Ra is only time in the Gemara. The problem is the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Once the Shulchan Aruch quotes something, we have to be more wary and more careful of a halacha. Not that you have to be 100%. Sometimes the Shulchan Aruch will quote something that that some are not makpid on. But we have to take it more seriously once it's in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's why I mentioned the cutting the fingernails, putting the food underneath the beds here. We have to be more choshesh for this because it is in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, so that might depend on the Rambam and the Ran. According to the Rambam, you worry about someone getting in, so that makes sense with the Kli Barzel. Again, according to the Tzruach Ruach, get through Kli Barzel? That's a question. There is an interesting discussion I saw. What if you put, the case I just mentioned about the airplane, you put your food underneath the front seat. What if you put somebody else's food? Somebody says, could you put this underneath? Or let's say they don't ask you. You just find somebody's stuff. It's bothering you. You put it under a seat. Do you say, Ein adam osa davar shein shelo? If you're taking somebody else's food, you're going to asser it by putting it under a bed. Does Ruach Rav work to asser somebody? Is it a mitzius? It's like basa b'chalav, like you could basa b'chalav, or is it no? It's a halachic Ruach Rav. Like interesting discussions of in adam oser davar she'eno shelo. Oh, one other point, which again is yeshel his topic. I saw the Biur Yadav quotes some achronim. Some have the minog of keeping the tilas yadayim water right by their bed. It's a kpeda. Other posts say, as long as it's within Dalaram, it's the same room, you can just go to the bathroom and do the Tzilas Yadayim in the morning. Some have a kpeda to keep it by their beds. Sometimes they don't keep it by their beds, they keep it under their bed. So if you keep water for the Tzilas Yadayim under a bed, but there's Ruach Ra Shara under a bed, so is that the same Ruach Ra, so you wouldn't be able to get rid of the Ruach Ra that's Shara on your hands overnight, because there's Ruach Ra Shara on the mind that's under your bed overnight. So Yeshla his topic. So again, if one wants to have that kpeda, maybe it's better to keep it next to your bed. But you have to make sure not to kick it when you get up and during the night. But again, that's a yeshla his topic. Okay, the achronim come up with all the issues. Like in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Lo yishta adam mayim lo b'leila reviyos lo b'leila shabbos. A person should not drink water on Tuesday and Friday nights, the nights that we had earlier on the daf also. Vimshasa doma barosho. And if somebody does, the blood is on his head. In other words, it's his own fault. Mibnei ha-sakana. My sakana ruach ra. Ruach ra shora on Tuesday and Friday nights on water. The imtsach yimaitakanti. What if he's thirsty? So what does he do? So, lema, there are a couple of options the Gemara gives. Lema shiva kolos shamar davar alamayim. Vahadanishti. He should say the kapitel tehillim where the word kol appears seven times. The first one referring to water and then drink. Shnamar, that which we say in tehillim on Friday night. Kol Hashem alamayim elakavodirim Hashem alamayim rabim. Kol Hashem bakoa, kol Hashem bahadar, kol Hashem shavarazim. Vashavar Hashem bezazim vanoya, kol Hashem chosi labos eish. Kol Hashem yachol midbar, yachol Hashem midbar kodesh, kol Hashem yachol ayalos. Yachol yoros vechol kulom erkavod. Somebody say that, the word kol appears seven times. By the way, we have that in Maseches, brachas, right? This is one of the makoros for having seven brachas on Shabbos. Seven brachas on Shabbos, it was the seven kolos of David HaMelech. We also mentioned that is why there is one of the reasons there is a minhag of Klal Yisrael to stand up for Mizmor LeDavid on Friday night. Why do we stand up for Mizmor LeDavid? Why? Because we're getting into L'chadodi. For those people who stand up for L'chadodi, even if you're going to sit down for L'chadodi, the minhag Yisrael to stand up for Mizmor LeDavid. One of the reasons given is that this is one of the makoros for the Shmona Esrei on Shabbos. The Shmona Esrei, we stand up. So as a remez to that, we stand up. Yeah? The drinking water is below Nair. In the dark, okay, there's a Ruach Ra that is Shora on water, so the Rashbam, you're right, adds when it is done in the dark. Ve'ilo, what if you don't say this Tehillim? What if you don't know it by heart? What should you do when you're thirsty? Le'mahachi, you should say the following incantation. Lul Shafan Anigron Anirdaphon Bein Kochve Yasivna, I sit amongst the stars. Bein Bli Shmeni Azilna, I'm sitting between the skinny people and the large people, meaning take somebody from my sides. Take him or take him. Don't take me. That's what you say. Velo, and if you don't say no, that so iika inish bahadei nitare. If there's somebody else there, then wake him up if they're sleeping. Vole malay and tell the person who you just woke up. Plani bar palnasa tzachinamaya. I'm Plony bar Plony. I want to drink water. I'm thirsty. So you have somebody else there, and as long as somebody else is there, the shadim don't bother you. We'll get back to that line in a second. But let's finish first. So Hadonishya, then drink. Vilo, and if you don't have anybody else there, Makarkish Nachtama Chatzva, bang the lid of a pot on a jug. Make some noise as if somebody else is there. V'hadur nishti. And again, drink. They don't attack people by themselves. V'ilo. And if not, nishti ve'midi v'hadur nishti. And if you don't have anybody else there, you don't have any pots to make noise, throw something in the water. Again, break the silence. V'hadur nishti. And then you can drink. Period. Within these incantations, on the second wide line, we had said he should say to his friend, I am Ploni Bar Plalnasa Tzachkina Maya. Why do we use the mother's name? Ploni bar Palnasa. Why don't we use Ploni bar Ploni? You know, why when you call up for an aliyah, you say Ploni bar Ploni. So why Dafka do you use the mother's name here? So he mentioned one time in the past the beautiful thought, B'shem the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says that the Gemara's says it on Parshas Ki Vayetze, where Lavan says to Yaakov, Vayomer Lavan ach atzmi uvisari ata. You are my bones and you are my flesh. What's the double lashon of atzmi uvisari ata? You also have it by Adam, Sisa Chava. Etzam me'atzam ayubasar mipsari. What's the double lashon? So the Gra quotes the Gemara Nida Lamed Aleph. Shlosh shutfim yesh ba'adam. There are three shutfim in a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu, a father and a mother. Three shutfim in an Adam. And the Gemara there lists off what parts of the person come from each shutif. Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously gives the neshama, but a father gives the gidin, the atzamos, the bones come from the father, says the Gemara. Ha'em molida, the mother, basar, dam, etc., etc. So says Lavan to Yaakov, atzmi uvasari ata, he's being merames, that I'm related to you from my father's side and from my mother's side. Etzem me'atzamai, atzmi symbolized comes from the father, right? Because Lavan is from Nachar and Abram is from Terah, right? So they're second cousins. So he's related for the father's side and for the mother's side, because Lavan and Rachel is going to be married to Yaakov. So he's related for the mother and the father's side. That's the Vilna Gaon on atzmi v'sari ata. Fine. That's step number one. Step number two is that, heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, that he says when Yehuda talks about Yosef, he says, why should we hurt him? Ki b'sari at pu. Forgot the exact lashon. He's our basar. So how does this work according to the Vilna Gaon? According to the Vilna Gaon, basari is reference to the maternal. And he's related to, yeah, he has a different mother than Yosef. So it should be paternal. So he quotes the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. That we mentioned that Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says that Leah, when she was pregnant with Yosef, Leah was originally pregnant with Yosef, but she saw B'devuah that she had Yosef, so she was mispalel, was the first time ever of a switch, and Dina, who was in Rachel's uterus, was switched, and Rachel and Dina, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says there was a switch, but really Yosef originally came from Leah. So that's why Yehuda says ki b'sari, he was related from the maternal side because originally he came from Leah. And then the final point is Reb Ruvi Margolis, and we'll get back to the Gemara here. He suggests maybe this is all why by a Misha Beirach for a Chola we use the mother's name, and by a Kelmale we use the father's name, because by a mother we're davening for the refua of the bus of Adam. Person's alive, he's bus of Adam. We want it to get better. Dafka, we use the mother's name. That's also a symbol of Rachmanus. We use the mother's name. Mashenkin, after a person is nifter, so then the only thing left are the atzamos, the only thing left are the bones. The basar is nirkav. So that's why Dafka we use the father's name by a Kelmale to symbolize connected to the atzamos. So here a person's davening for themselves, so that's why you use the mother's name. He's the mother's name, my bus of Adam wants to, he's davening for himself, so maybe that's why the Gemara says Palnasa instead of just Ploni bar Ploni. If that's not the pshat, then at least it's a nice Vilna Gaon to talk about. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, fourth wide line. Tanurabanan, lo yishta adamayim lo minan aharis lo min ha'agam balay lo, a person shall drink water from rivers at night. And again, this might be like Aaron said before, might be where you don't see anything in the water. And if you did, dama barosho at be'asakana, it's dangerous. My sakana, sakana's shavriri. It's a sakana of shavriri, of blindness. If you're thirsty, what should you do? If there's somebody else with you, lay malay. Again, say this. Plani bar panasa tzachide maya, I'm thirsty, excuse me. V'ilo, and if you don't know that, lay my il v'nafshe, just say to oneself, planya, planya. Mister, talking to oneself, Amrli Imi, my mother told me, is Dar mi Shavriri, be careful of Shavriri. And then say, Shavriri, Beriri, Riri, Yiri, Ri, Sachina Maya, Bakasi Chivri, I'm thirsty for water in earthenware cups, and this type of incantation will ward off the Shaitan. Period. Let's get back to our Mishnah. Said the Mishnah back in the beginning of our Pesachim, even a ani who was so destitute that he takes from the tamchui, from the tztaka box for everything, even he has to drink dalakosos. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Doesn't matter how poor you are, you have to drink dalakosos. Lo, it's not obvious. Lo nitzrucha ela afilu Rabbi Akiva. The chiddush is, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, who says, Asei Shabbat Chachol, the Altitz Tarech Labrios, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says, rather make your Shabbos into a weekday, at least in terms of mitzvahs, obviously not in terms of averus. At least in terms of mitzvahs, Asei Shabbat Chachol, Altitz Tarech Labrios, rather than depend on other people. According to Rabbi Akiva, who usually has that type of attitude, Hacha Mishim Persume Nisa Moda. But here, regarding Dalakosas, he would not have that attitude. You can't have the attitude of Altitz Tarech Labrios here. Remember the Avnei Nezer we mentioned at the beginning of the parak. And that is, when it comes to mitzvahs of Persume Nisa, you can't say, oh, it's as if you did it. Onis Kamanda Ovid. Because you have to achieve a result. You have to be Mepharsim the Nes. So by mitzvahs of Persume Nisa, we don't say Onis Kamanda Ovid. And therefore you have to go sell the shirt off your back and do everything you can to to get money for dalat kosas. Okay, we're not going to talk about it now. Going to save some time. If you look on the first page of the of Achila Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah, there's a big discussion because that's where Rabbi Kiva is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We have to put that together with the Gemara in Beitza, which says, "Don't worry, for Shabbos, borrow money and I'll pay you back." Says the Kaddish Baruch Hu, "Lubu alei vani po reya." There's a big discussion in the postgame. How do you put these two Gemaras together? The Mishnah Berurah, the Shahar Hatzion on that first page, all the postgame on the first Simon in Hilcha Shabbos have a big discussion of this principle. I say Shabbat Kachol Tzarach Labrius. How much do you say that? How much do you not? One could look there. Tana de Beil Yahu, Avi Shamar Rabbi Kiva Tzei Shabbat Kachol Tzarach Labrius. Even though Rabbi Kiva said that, Aval Osa Hu Davar Muat Betoch Beisa. You got to do something little to have something different for Shabbos. Mine ninhu, what is that? Amar a papa kisa de harsana, a little bit of a fish mix. Kid it's none. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that you have to go above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yehuda Betema Omer, Havi'az Kanomer Vekal Kanosher, Rotz Katzvi V'Yigibar Ka'ari, La'atzon Ritzon Avichosh V'Shamayim. Famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Our Rabbi Yehuda Betema said, you have to be strong as a lion, light as an eagle, run as fast as a deer, and be as strong as a lion. I'm sorry, the first was a leopard, to do the Rasan of Avichash Vashemayim. So the tour made this famous, in that, not just the tour made it famous, the beginning of the tour in Orachayim. Orachayim is the first of the Dalat Turim. The beginning of it, he quotes this. This is the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Quotes Rabbi Yehuda Betema. So he gives one shot that it has to do with four midos. I just want to say over the Marsha. The Marsha here in our Gemara says that maybe Rabbi Yehuda Betema is relating to four different negative forces that prevent us from being obeying Hashem properly. And he's telling you, in face of all these four, one has to be strong. Our Baal Lashon is Mechulakim Krovim B'inyanam. He says, Nakar Baal Lashon Shal Zeros, L'Fishiyesh L'Adam Dalid Monim Mehagia El Tachlis Hashlemus. One of them is poverty. Anius, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Mavir, Anius is Mavir is Adam Midas Kono. Number two is enemies from other nations. Number three is a person's mazel, a person has a certain unfortunate mazel. And number four is the Yetzer Hara. So he says each four of these is connected one of those four forces. Number one, he says, Az Kanamer. Have a Lashon Avi Az, Nofel Gam, She'en Lo Ha'iz, I'm sorry, where does he start from? I lost it. Az Kanamer, Lashon Havi Az, Nofel Gam, She'en Lo Ha'izuz, Vakoach Bedavar, Mashi is Chazik Atzmo, Yosir Mechot Biyado. Azus symbolizes being brazen and going above and beyond what you have and what you should, what normal Yecholes reflects. He says that's connected to Anius. That Azus means go above and beyond, even though a person is in a state of Anius, one can go above and beyond and have Azus and go further. And number two, Kal Kanashel, Azari Azmo Kenegan, Mazlo Haraba Shemayim. Fly, Kal Kanashel, be light, fly over your mazel. You can do it, you can overcome your mazel. Number three, Rutz Katzvi, run very fast, Azari Azmo Kenegan, Rishayim, that they're running after you to prevent you, so run away from them and be able to be Mekayim, Mitzvah Hashem. And finally, Ba'ach Abamar, Gibor Ka'ari, that is connected Yetzirah, as it says, Ezo Gibra Akovi says Yitzro. A person has to conquer one's own Yetzer in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says the Marsha, those four are connected, the four forces that sometimes are against us. And the Beis Yosef and Siman Aleph points out that sometimes these four midos have a negative connotation, Azus. Azus many times, brazenness is not a good midah. Or he quotes Kalus, Kal Kanasher, Kalus Rosh. Says it's not a good midah. He says that the message of Yehuda Betema is that we can use every one of our midos, l'shem shamayim, to channel it in the proper way. Right, we could get up, we're lying in bed, says the Torah, the beginning of the Siman Aleph, we're lying in bed in the summer, and we're tired, and we didn't get much sleep. In the winter, we're lying in bed, it's freezing outside, we don't want to get out of bed, so you have to be Az, you have to be brazen. He says, get off of me, Yitzhahara, you have to let me out of bed. You have to, even though you can't use that to anybody else in the world, but you have to have Az. So each of these midos, says the Beis Yosef, can be channeled in the proper direction. You have to do the previous line that even according to Rabbi Akiva, that said that after Tzarech Labrios, you have to do something, a little bit, even if somebody's, let's say, it fits in well to the Marsha, even if you're an Ani, you have to be Az Kanasher to make something a little bit different for Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan. So now we have a number of statements that Rabbanan said to other people. Shiva Dvarim Siva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua Beno. Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yeshua, his son, seven things. The Rashbam and Rashi here say that this Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is the son of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's nickname was Kireach. Tosfos argues. Tosfos says, Ve'ein Nireh, the Torah, the Gemara would go all over, Nachum could talk about this. The Gemara would go always use Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. I never mentioned that it's Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, it would be called such a name, Kireya, because that's such a coveted name for Rabbi Akiva. So Tosfos assumes that it's not the same person, but interesting, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva had a son named Rabbi Yoshua. Bini, al teshi begova shall hear. Don't sit in the high parts of the city. Rashi says, if you sit in the high parts of the city, that's a place where there's a lot of passerbyers, and they're going to be mafsik your learning. So don't sit there. Vial betishne, and learn. Vial tadr be'ir sherosheha talmidei chachamim. Don't live in a city where the heads are talmidei chachamim. What does that mean? What does that mean? You shouldn't live in a place where the heads are talmidei chachamim. So the B'Yoradav called b'shem the ksos achoshen, it's you shouldn't live in a place where the heads think they're talmidei chachamim. Even though they are not, that makes it most difficult for rabbis to deal with people who think they are the talmidei chachamim. Maybe that's the pshat of the Gemara. But I saw the Ben Yehoyada has a different pshat, where he says, let's say you were going to live in a city, but it's always good to have a separation between church and state. Doesn't use those words, but he says that because if you have the leaders who are talmidei chachamim, it's the greatest psychological point, then people, if they're upset at the leaders of the country, they will identify the leaders as talmidei chachamim, they will group all of them together, and they will start hating all talmidei chachamim, because they will identify them and throw them all in one basket. And therefore, you shouldn't live there, even if you're not the head. But if there are talmidei chachamim who are the heads of certain companies, certain countries, therefore, if people hate them, they're going to hate you also. That's what he says. Listen to the Ben Yoyada. Im adam am haaretz yesh lo ezer davar im echar talmud chacham hu yevazev yedaber sara al kol hachachamim v'lachein al yader beir zu pentia sanu lo leitzim elu al chinam. Right, they group all the rabbis are all the same. Right, if you don't like one, so then people group them all together. So again, says the Ben Yoyada, that's the second pshat. Okay, those are two pshatim about on this line. Next, valti kanis lebeis chapitom. Don't go into your house or into a room suddenly. Kol shekein lebeis chaverecha, show it to your friend's house. In other words, knocking, a mucker for knocking. V'al timna min alayim meirag lecha. Don't withhold. Don't go barefoot. Always have shoes on your feet. Hashkeim va'achol bekayitz mebeachama ubechorav mepleatzina. Get up early in the summer and in the winter to eat. Breakfast is an important meal. V'alsei shabbat chachol v'atzarech l'briyas, like Rabbi Akiva. V'mishtad l'ma'adam b'shar shemisachek aslo. And try to be around a person who's having good mazel. Amar Papa, lo l'mizma minevo l'zmunile, not to buy and sell with him, because he's going to get the better end of the deal. And l'mevet shutif b'adei, but to go with him, to be a shutif, to be his partner. But now that the pasuk says at the beginning of Eov that even you blessed the ma'isi yadayim of his, so kol anota pruta me'iov mizbarich, that even taking a pruta from Eov, the person will be blessed. So then, afilo mizvah minei lezvunei lo shaper lei shaper dami. So even buying and selling from that person is good because everything he has is a gold that has a golden touch. So therefore, anything to do with him would be good for you. Period. Those are the seven things that Rabbi Akiva said. Chamisha devarim sivur Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Five things Rabbi Akiva commanded Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. K'sha Yochai shbeisu asurim. When he, Rabbi Akiva, was in jail. Amar lo Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says to him, Lamdeini Torah, teach me Torah. Amar, Rabbi Akiva says, Eini melamedchem, sorry I can't. Rabbi Akiva was in jail for teaching Torah barabim. The Gemara we had at the end of Maseches Brachos told the story. Amar lo emeinat amalamdeini, if you don't teach me Torah, ani omer liyochai abba, I'm going to tell my father Yochai umasarch lamalchus, he's going to give you over to the authorities. What do you mean? He's already in jail. So the Marsha says, no, he's going to make it worse for him somehow. He like threatens him to teach him Torah. Amar lo bini, a great line. Yosef imasho ha'egel rotza linak, para rotza lahanik. More than a calf wants to nurse, the cow wants to give milk. In other words, you don't understand, of course I want, this is used for a Rebbe. More than the Talmidim want to learn, a Rebbe wants to teach. And they're like, of course I want to teach you, but I can't, I'm sitting here in jail. Amalo, umi b'sakana, v'alo ega b'sakana. Says Rav Shimon Yochai, what do you mean? If you don't give me milk, then the ega, the calf is going to die. I need the Torah. So Amalo, he says, okay. So he starts telling him statements. In b'kashto lechanek, hayitzla b'ilam gadol. Literally, if you want to be strangled, tie yourself to a big tree. What does that mean? So again, many pshatim give into that. The Aruch on the side here quotes, If you have a shaila about chenek, about dina nefashis, you have to make sure you go to a big rav. Hayitzla be'ilam gadol. That's what the Aruch says. Rashi and the Rashbam related to a different idea. In bikasha lechanek, if you want to say something that will be a great quote, a great thought, and nobody will say anything back to you, meaning they'll be strangled, kind of, so then yitzla be'ilam gadol. Say the name of a great person. Say the name of a great person. It's a topic we've touched on in the past a number of times. Are you allowed to say a dvar sheker? The Magen Avraham in Kufnun Vav talks about this because you know, my this Rosh Yeshiva, or you know he's not going to listen to you if you say it from yourself. But if you quote a different Rosh Yeshiva, you know then he'll listen to you. So that's what the line of this Gemara is saying. Uksha atam alamedes bincha, when you teach your son lamdeo b'sefer muga, teach him in a edited correct sefer. That means when he's first learning to learn. You have to make sure when they're young to make sure you teach them properly. Why? Shabeshta, if we get a mistake in our heads when we're young, kivan da'o'o. Once it gets in, it's hard to get out. We all know of certain things we learned when we were younger that we still think of incorrectly, because that's girsa d'yankasa. But once we learn something when we're young, it stays. So that's why we should make sure to teach properly when we're young. Next statement, number three. Don't cook in a pot that your friend already cooked in. What is that? A metaphor for? My nihu grusha b'chayi b'ayla. Marrying a grusha while her husband is still alive. To Amar Mar, because there's a statement that is made. Garusha ginasa grusha. A garush, somebody who is divorced, who marries a grusha, another divorced woman. Arba deus b'mita. There are four deus of the mita, meaning they each are thinking not only about their new spouse, but about their ex-spouse. Again, how this plays out halacha l'maisa is not for now. A grusha obviously does and should get married, and a garish as well. But this is an idea in the Gemara. The message is obviously that when one is with one's spouse, the mind should be clear and only thinking about one's spouse. Even an almana might have it, not just a grusha. Lefi she'ein kol ha'etzba'os shavos. The more that comes up in Nida, and that is because every person's physical body is different, and therefore, one might be thinking in their minds, comparing and contrasting the physical bodies, even by an almana, where there is no harsh feelings between the previous ex and the almana, the halacha would also apply. Mitzvah v'guf gadol, ochel peros v'loschar. What does that mean? Rashbam, mitzvah v'guf gadol, if a person wants to do a mitzvah, and it still keep his guf gadol, still keep his riches, Ochal peros velo schar, he should eat fruit velo schar. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's a Kri Nixiv. Should be lamed vav. Velo schar, to him, he should still get schar. What does this mean? The Rashbam explains, based on the Gemara Baba Metzia, that there's something called a mashkanta desura. We're not going to get into why this is not ribbis, but for some reason it isn't ribbis, and that is you lend somebody money, he says, you keep my field for 10 years, and you eat the fruit from that field. After 10 years, the loan will be dissolved, and we'll call it even. So you're getting a great deal, because the fruit on this field is worth much more than the loan, but that's the deal, so that's what the Gemara here is referring to. Mitzvah v'guf gadol, och, appears you eat the fruit v'lo schar, then you'll have a great reward that way. Lo, lamed vav schar. Mitzvah v'guf tahar, if you want to do a mitzvah and keep your guf pure, no se isha v'lo banim. Marry a woman, and to him there are children. What is the pshat of this line? So if you look at the first tshuva of Moshe, Eben Ezer, Aleph, says Moshe, Simon Aleph, Biur HaGemara, Mitzvah V'guf Tahar, Nosi Isha V'lo Banim. It's the first shaila that he was asked, in Eben Ezer, in 1950. They were also worrying about this. So he says that which he says in Pesachim, what the pshat? So Moshe gives two pshat. Aleph, Sheyolid Mimena Banim, V'yekayim Mitzvah Puravu. Vishabis, Vigambasha al Yidei and Vishabes, Vigamsha Ideze, Yia Gufa Batara. What does the Gemara mean? Mitzvah Vaguf Tahar, no Zizhav Obanim. What's the way to do it? We have children after marriage. You marry a woman and you have kids, it's wonderful. The other shot is that Mitzvah Vaguf Tahar says to Moshe, if you want to keep your Guf Tahar, no Zizhav, get married, Velo Banim, even though you already have children. Right? Because a person, the Gemara says, a person, if he's in the Parsha, he should not be without a wife for his own good. And therefore, maybe that's what the Gemara means. Two pshatim that Ramosha gives. Arba advarim, tzibah Rabbeinu HaKadosh Hasbana, four things that Rebbe commanded his children, al tadir b'shich netziv mishum deletzni havi. Don't live in shich netziv, because there are leitzim there. U'mashal l'cha b'leitza anusa. And they're going to pull you to be part of their group, to be a leitz. Interesting, the Chafetz Chaim and Hilchas Lashon Hara quotes that if there's a certain city or a certain person that's a Baal Aveira, it's nachud to tell your son or your Talmud to stay away from them. This is Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Dalet Siman Yud. It is Lashon Hara. No, but this is prevention, because the whole point of Lashon Hara, the Isser, is because you don't want to be Mevaza es Chaveru b'lesmoach b'klono. But if your Kavan is to be Shomer, your friend or your son, from him, so then you're allowed to say it. Then he adds, you should tell them, though, that that's why it's not Lashon Hara. I'm only telling this to you, and it's not Lashon Hara, because I want to prevent you from staying with them. And then in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he quotes, is our Gemara a raya to this? Maybe, but he says maybe not, because maybe everybody knew Shechasiv was bad. So he's not sure whether our Gemara is a raya. But either way, that's the, in Sefer Chavetz Chaim, Sefer Chavetz Chaim is the halachas of Lashon Hara, Sefer Shmiras HaLashon is the Musar of Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim and Shmiras HaLashon, those are the two Svarim, usually come in the same Sefer. Next, the Altesh of Amit Aram is, don't sit on an Aramean bed. We have this in Maseches Brachas. What does that mean? Either that means don't go to sleep without saying Kriya Shema. The Arameans did not pray before they went to sleep. Or it means don't marry a Giyores. Or it means mamish, not to sit on a bed of an Aramean woman. Because of the story of Rav Papa. The Gemara in Brachas tells the story of Rav Papa, that he came in and there was a woman whose kid had died, and she put the kid under the bed and she wanted to frame Rav Papa, get him to sit on the bed. And the way our version of the story goes, Rav Papa realizes it and doesn't sit down on the bed. Rashi and the Rashbam here have a different version. They have a version that he did sit down on the bed and she did frame him. So it's unclear which somebody, there's some different version going on here. Number three, B'yal Tavriach Atzmacham Ameches. Don't run away from paying taxes. Dilma Mishkechula, because maybe they'll find you, the IRS will get you. V'shakli Minachol D'Islam. Then they'll take even more, because you didn't pay taxes in the first place. The Befarshim point out that if it's a normal, regular, legal government with taxes, you don't need a Gemara to say that, because that's a halakha. That's called Dina de Machusadina. It must be here talking about a case of a meches she'in lo ketzef. Let's say there are certain times, very few times, when you do not have to pay taxes. For example, let's say there is taxes that are totally arbitrary. Everybody has to pay $10 million. You know, so then for a person who makes $100,000, you know, obviously, so emo kitzvah, or let's say there is a taxes that is specifically targeted against Jews. So also, there are different rules of that. So it must be talking about a case where Me'ikaradim does not have to pay taxes, and this is just good advice. Next, number four, that Rebbe said, Al tamod b'fnei ashar b'shash ola min ha'agam. A person should not stand in front of an ox while the ox is coming up from the water. B'fnei sha'asatan merakid bein karnov. Because the Satan is literally dancing in his horns. In other words, that's a time when the shor is usually wild. Therefore, don't stand by a shor when he's coming up from having his bath. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, b'shar shachar b'yom Nisan. Only a black shor in the days of Nisan, when it's springtime, the Rashi says, the grass is growing now, he's all excited about it, and therefore that's when this applies. Taner of Oshia Marfikin Mishar Tamcha Mishamama Mishar Muad Kimo Enav. Stay away from a Shar Tam, a Shar that has not gored three times, 50 Amos, and a Shar Muad as far as the eye could see. Taner Mishmei Durebi Meir, Reish Tur Bediklo, even if the Shar's head is in the eating basket, Sakla Igri Vishadi Dagamitutai. Still jump onto the attic, take the ladder out from above you, because he can lift up his head and attack you in a second. Amar Rav, Nisa de Torah, Hain Hain. If you want to get rid of an ox, you say, hey, 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 that'll get rid of him. That'll be right, about two days here, whether this is an incantation or it's just literally, just like you say, like, shoo. You know, so, hey, hey, nizah da aryeh zezeh. Nizah da gamla, a lion, a camel now, da. Nizah da arva, a way that you help workers on a boat pull the boat better. You say, hilni, hila, kola. It's like, oh, heave ho. So that was kind of Lashonos, help the boatsmen do their job better. There is a Meshech Chachma, it's quoted by a number of them, Farshim here, about why Dafka to the animals you say the same sound over and over again. Hee, 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 or hein, 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 hein. While the people, you say different sounds. Again, not for now, you can look it up. It's by Karim Pesach. It's in the Perek Yudbeis of Shmos. It's a nice Meshech Chachma. It's a big piece. But at the end, he relates to our Gemara. Amar Abaya. Or skin, dog, fish, kos, chamin, a hot cup of water, bait some eggs, kinim levanim, white lice, all these things, kulan kashna davar achar, all will bring tsara'as. So the Gemara talks about each of these. Or, what do you mean, skin? Mantagani amishcha de salif. You lie down and go to sleep on skin that was non-ma'ubit, that wasn't tanned yet. Dag shibuta b'yaminisa. If you eat this little type of shibuta fish during Nisan, that's bad for you. Kos shiure kisa taharsana. Kos cup means leftover fish brine. That also is something that will bring saras. Chamin, what does that mean? Chamimi de chamimi mishadri lave. If you constantly are throwing boiling hot water on yourself, that is not good. Beitzim, man de madrach aklipin. If you walk on eggshells, that is not good. Kinim levanim, white lice, that's referring to somebody. Man de mechver levusha, velo natule tminya yome. If you washed your clothing and for cause of lice, and you didn't wait 8 days, and the assumption is that the incubation period of lice is 8 days, and they only come back alive if you would put it on, so you don't wait 8 days, then you can put it back on. Biryan, ha, nakinim, then those kinim that are in there are going to come back alive. The kashin l'davar achar, and they would all lead to tzaras. All these things. Amara papa. Base of this, beishunra, a house that has a cat. Lo nail bay enish below masni. Should never walk in there without shoes when it's dark. Why? My time up. Mishun the shunra kata l'chivya. Cats eat snakes. Va'achalein, they'll kill the snake. They'll eat the snake. V'isba b'chivya garmi kitini. The snake has little tiny bones. V'yasav l'garma d'chivya b'akare. And if you step on one of those bones, lo nafakle v'stachalein, it'll go in, it'll be very dangerous. Igadamri, some say the opposite. Base of the less beishunra, lo nail bay enish. A house that doesn't have a cat, you shouldn't go in there. Why? The hachra, in the darkness. My time, maybe the snake will actually come to you. Therefore, with a cat, without a cat, you better watch out. Gimel, Rav Sivar, Rav Shalva, Rav Yosias, Rebbe, three things Rav Shmuel told Rebbe. Al tas mum ba'atzmecha. Don't make a mum in yourself. What does that mean? My he, lo tavi l'cha dina b'hadi t'lasa. Don't bring three people to a din Torah. Why? Because one against three, it's not good for you. T'chad avi baldina p'tri sadi. Because they'll all come together. One of them will be the baldin, and two of them will be witnesses to the other one. So it's not a good thing. Don't pretend that you're going to buy something when you don't have money, and it's all a fake for the person, and you're not really going to buy anything, because you could cause them a loss. The first night your wife comes back from the mikvah, don't be with her. Amarav, we say just the opposite of as honest. What does that mean? Ubenida da oraisa. No, it's talking about anida da oraisa. Ho'il v'huch, like mayin ha'pesuach, dila mashcha ziva. We know that b'zman hazeh, we treat everyone like a zava gadola. But there really means oraisa. There's a difference between a zava and a nida. A nida is the normal pattern of re'iyah by a woman. 7 days, she can see as much as she wants during those 7 days. After the 7 days, if it's the dam has stopped, she goes to the mikvah after day seven, and that night she is muteris. That is a nida. A zava is somebody who sees shaloh b'es nidasa, whatever, not at the normal time. If she sees 3 days in a row, she has to count shiva nikiyim. Like we treat every nida today as a zava gadola. But she has to count shiva nikiyim, and she has to have no dam for, no discharge, no discharge connected to dam for 7 days. So says Rab, in what is this referring to? It's referring to bizman nida d'oraisa, after 7 days of seeing, even though she went to the mikvah after day seven, that night, because she didn't do a hefsatara, because we don't know really if the dam has stopped, then one shouldn't be together. Today, we have just the opposite. Today, there's dafka mitzvah for the husband and wife to be together the night of the mikvah. I guess we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. We're up to Shlosha Devarim. I'm